So welcome to our pre-show for Monday, the 21st. And today's video will be of Night of the Living Dead, done by Bobby and Steve Dooley, to sort of rescreen the one that was done on Saturday. So today's video, the video cast of the show, is in point of fact a Night of the Living Dead screening. And that will be put up by our crew because they will understand exactly what it is I'm talking about, and they won't ask any questions, and they'll just do it because that's how good my guys are. So you will see as the video for today's show, Night of the Living Dead. And that's because it was butchered alive by the whatever the goddamn website we were using just sort of, froze. And you saw Chef Tadelli. Now, we're having Bobby and Steve Dooley do it because Chef, what's his face? Not Chef. I mean, General Shaw and Herb Sewell will not be available. So Bobby and Steve will be coming in later to do that. Now, let me see here. So today's show, we have Ted Bell, and we have, God, look at all these goddamn fucking files. Christ almighty, look at all these Phil Hendry files. Today's show will be unbelievable, man. It's way too much fucking bandwidth being taken up on this shit, man. I'm going to need the Ted Bell. And is that on, we call our music beds? There it is, Ted Bell. So Ted is, yeah, baby. Yeah, thank you very much, yeah. Hey.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
This ought to be pretty funny. Here. We want to put our meat in your mouth. In your Bauhaus. So, that's as that is. That's as that am. That's going to be the thing. And we'll probably, on the actual show, on the video of Bobby and Steve Dooley, we'll probably have me jump in, and then we'll bring Bobby and Steve Dooley on. We'll probably have some measure of video with me on it. So I know you understand, and I just am hoping that the other guys understand. What does this thing sound like? Deanna Durbin. What the Christ? What in the living Christ? They were grooming Deanna Durbin to replace, I don't know why I'm bringing up Judy Garland. Why are we bringing up Judy Garland? Oh, because the movie, Judy, which I haven't seen it, but Maria saw it with Renee Zellweger, and she said it's phenomenal, as you would imagine it would be, with such a really terrific actress like that. It covers, however, a point in her life that's kind of tragic. It covers her in London at the end of her life, where she doesn't have custody of her kids. And there's all kinds of bullshit, you know, in her life. It just ain't really all that boogie-woogie. And it also flashes back to her time at MGM. And Louis B. Mayer was a real piece of shit. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, he had this kid. This child was underage. She needed food, and she needed sleep, and she needed to be, you know, treated like a kid. And instead, they had her on pills. They had her working long hours. They gave her uppers. They gave her downers. Every fucking adult involved today would have been indicted for some kind of a crime. But back then, you could do whatever the fuck you wanted to kids, do whatever you wanted to animals, do whatever the fuck you wanted to anybody, if, you know, basically. It's amazing she did the work she did, you know. Largest U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria underway, Nick Patton Walsh again. So we have Ted Bell, we have Carl Chedilia. Let me just put this up here, man. If I get a racing car, I don't even know if I loaded that shit in here, though. I thought I did. but I'm not sure if I did or didn't. Remote. Nah, you bitch. All kinds of shit, man. When we moved all this stuff, we lost all kinds of sound effects. Wow. I guess it ain't there, man. Looking for the sound effects of an automobile racing along. I had it because I used it for the mouth siren bits we used to do. But so much shit, when we put in this new fucking battery system, man, everything just, I lost a million things. I have no idea where it is. Well, I don't know, man. Well, let me see. One thing I do want to do is I want to put this over here. So is this screeching? Okay, perfect. Now all we have to do is get this. Sirens. That's a car screeching too.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a gal, there's none so...
I don't know why I keep hearing, oh, what a guy. That's just kind of how weird I am. Goodness me, what a chassis. She didn't balk. Home from Yonkers. Oh, here we go. This is one that I want to. Right here. Ah, now you'll see. Huh? How does that...
I just want to know, how does that feel, huh? Testing one, two. I just want to know, how does that feel? From the standpoint, you know... How does it feel? What the fuck are you trying to pull anyway? What's your language?
Hey, Ted, what are you doing?
I'm having a couple of laughs, okay? Listen, you mess with me. As they say, you mess with the best, you mess with the rest. Okay? No one knows what you're talking about. No one knows what you're talking about. I'm simply asking you to behave in a responsible manner, for Christ's sake. So when you came in with that serving tray and beat me almost to death, I hit you and you went down. You fooled him like a cheap suit and you know it.
Folded like a cheap suit and you know it. Ted Bell and Chef Carl Chedilia have it out. If you pardon the expression, have it out. Home from Yonkers, I'm the one that had to walk. Larry, what happened?
I think what happened was, the President of the United States of America, last time I checked, he's the President. The President.
Larry, don't piss people off, all right?
Mother, I'm not pissing anyone off, Mother, and I would thank you to keep your... fucking nose out of my business. He was going to have it at Doral. Now, he was going to do it at cost.
Now, what about the advertising?
What about what advertising?
The advertising value of that.
What? Well, I was trying to tell him that. He doesn't understand. You're an idiot, Larry. You're just an idiot. I love you, son, but you're an idiot.
I'm an idiot because what?
There's real cash value in having the advertising there.
Mick Mulvaney has been kicked around by the press And I have to be honest with you, he's been kicked around by the press like a poor boy, who, like a homeless child, because he looks a little bit like a homeless child. He's been kneed, he's been kicked, he's had elbows gouged into his eyes. I'm telling you.
What are you talking about?
This is what Larry...
I'm saying figuratively, this is what's been going on. I don't think we can ignore it anymore, Phil. In a figurative sense...
Look at that. That's Elizabeth Holmes. Oh, no, it isn't.
In a figurative sense, Elizabeth Holmes, who's the head of... this is Larry. I sounded like Ted Bell. I've got a couple of problems. One of them is I find myself very, very much attracted to Elizabeth Holmes of Theranos.
Elizabeth Holmes of Theranos.
She's the young blonde that faked the whole...
Well, they say... But I find her incredibly attractive. She has a beautiful smile, big, beautiful blue eyes. And you can tell now that she needs the help. She's now dating some guy.
Larry, isn't she a little young?
No. What do you mean a little young? I'm 53.
Well, she's...
She's in her 30s.
Okay.
Yeah. Henry, you've gone out with women much younger than you, so don't even begin to... Don't even go down that road.
I'm not going down any road. I just wanted to know.
I think she's... attractive.
What in the fuck are we looking at here, man? What a dork. What a magnificent dork that was. Here's my beret. In a loose moment. All right, let's turn this down now. Trump reverses decision. How's she saying?
I think President Trump was trying to do the country a favor.
Well, how much of a favor?
Well, I'm not. And I think he got kneed in the groin. I think what we need to do is call it like it is, that what's happening to this president, we have to put into exact physical terms, because while this isn't literally happening, it is the press, what they're doing with their attacks can directly be aligned with the... For instance, when they said that that's like a knee right to the groin.
That's a knee to the groin?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the guy is...
I don't fucking know, man. I'm going Hollywood. Oh, you are, huh? Yes, that's right.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, my God. In this funky joint. I'm going Hollywood. The Berman beat. Oh, some of the funniest shit in the world is Don Berman's tweets, I'll tell you.
So let me just say this. I'm happy to be here representing Channel 19 News, and it is my fervent desire to get...
Well, I don't know, you see. I'm just sort of... I'm looking for followers
on Twitter, and it's very interesting why I have to go begging. I'm a news anchor. 30 years as a news anchor.
I understand.
Well, okay, but then... And as such...
Oh, here's that goddamn Seven Brides for Seven Sisters or whatever. Seven Brothers for Seven Brides or some jazz. Why am I watching this shit? Why? Turn this off.
Hi, Phil. Yeah, we're having a wonderful time here at Western Estates. I tweeted that I had Dick Doc. Steve said nothing. I'll deal with him. I'll see him soon.
I'll visit him soon. Bobby Dooley loves coffee. Mulvaney just...
Mick Mulvaney has been wonderful, but he just went ahead and stuck a knife in the president's back. I can't believe it. I can't. Everything I've tried to do to get this guy... You know what? I had to just get...
I'm telling you to get laid, Larry. Get laid, Larry.
I try to get laid, but it's not working out.
I got to tell you.
Well, right now, Larry Grover joins us.
Thank you.
And do you want to give us the latest on what's happening in the White House?
Well, you know, right now what's happening is there's a concerted effort at taking President Trump and pulling his pants down. I don't know, but what they're doing is... What they're doing is they're yanking his pants down, they're elbowing his eyeballs.
What are you talking...
Who asked you to sit in here?
Okay, I don't know, man. You know, I really don't know. I'm just going to do this thing here, man, and just do the thang, baby. Do the thang, baby. Do the... Where am I? Oh, here. Pew. Boink. Pew. Boink. Famous film every show, El Pacifico, Southern California. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, hello. Okay. Right on, baby. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's do it to it, man. Don't give me no shit. Do it to it, man. Don't give me no shit. Jesus Christ. All right, here we go. NFL. NFL. Okay, here we go, baby. Pluto TV, the leading free streaming
television service.
Right. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand for all all completely free, Phil. You're getting so, you're so inside the head of Pluto TV, you don't see what's going on outside of the head.
Yeah, outside the head.
Hey, 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 man, I know what I'm talking about. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television. Let me do this again.